reaching out. Summertime was dying off quickly, and she loved watching him squirm. She was his heroine, a savior of sorts. They fit together like needle and spoon and unlocked each other's barred hearts. It was all in vain. He just used her for his own happiness. But you can't feel lonely when the sheets are occupied, and the warmth of not caring is lavishing you. In recent times, however, his condition is sickening and weak, and his arms collapsed. She's still there, and the dark times are gone, but he can't lift his arms any longer. With his head laid on feathers, she feeds him from her plastic chalice, and lays a line of kisses starting from his head to scarred body. Too many battle scars and war wounds have invaded him. But he doesn't move. No more eating, either. The door is always locked and the wallpaper is peeling, and his books are spread around their bed that he can't leave. But she keeps pushing herself into him, hoping she can help him up again.